us, we was on a helicopter ride, we went over the rapids. We hovered right over this waterfall for I know a minute. I kept saying, Monica, open up your eyes, open up your eyes. This is costing me three arms and two legs. Open your eyes, open your eyes. She wouldn't do it, but it was a gorgeous waterfall. But higher forever. One thing about the old gospel song is, if there's anybody that can lift you up and put you on higher ground, it's Jesus. Give me one more hand of applause. I'm going to take a few minutes today to talk about something that I'm very passionate about because of the conversations that I see among people, the emails that I get sometimes from people from all over the country and world. It's obvious to me that the church is really under attack, to the point that people really have convinced themselves that they don't really have to go to church to have a relationship with God. I'm talking about people that have the health now to come to church. There are people who don't have the health to come and are in nursing homes and different places, and they, although they would love to be able to go to church with their health. But I'm talking about people who are healthy, who can get up and go anywhere else. But they've convinced themselves because of the media, and maybe part of that's me, because they watch me some too, that they enjoy sitting in front of their computer or sitting their TV set. And they don't care about church, but one thing to do with church, all they want to do is just sit and hear the word of God and put the church to the side. Now, somewhere along the line, someone has missed something here. And I'm here to say, not so much to this congregation, because obviously if you're here, you believe in the church and what it stands for, you wouldn't be here. And I realize there are times when people get out of church. There were times when Mike and I were younger, we got out of church. People get out of church for various reasons. They get mad, they get angry. Something said from the pulpit, or some woman or some man says something to hurt your feelings, and you sort of just, you know, sort of slip away. But I always say this. If you don't want to come to this church, in this country, we have the freedom. And listen closely to this freedom. We have the freedom in this country. It's not over the world, but in this country. And this is why we're going to be held to a higher standard. When we meet God, there's a church on every corner. Any denomination, anything that you want, you can do it in this country. There's even churches that worship Satan in this country, if you want to know the truth about it. But wherever you want to go to church, if you can't find it here, find it somewhere. There's a church close to you. And if you watch me on the internet, if that church is preaching Jesus, teaching Jesus that he is the way, the truth, the life, you find you a church no matter what that denomination is that does it. Get involved. That's what you need to be. That's biblical. And I'm going to show you why that's biblical here in a moment. Church is the place to be. When God comes, I hope he comes on a Sunday morning, and I hope that God's people are in church when he comes around the world. Give them all a hand of applause. Some of the greatest advice that you would get anywhere is in the book of Psalms or the book of Proverbs. Look what it says. Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of the evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. May you have good days. Father, today, may your grace abound as it does week after week. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your love toward us, that yet we are sinners, Jesus died for us. Yet we are sinners, Jesus loves us. Father, may we accept that fact that Jesus loves us today. May we work toward the fact that Jesus is coming again soon. Father, I'm thankful for this church, what it stands for, and the great people that attend here. Continue to bless their homes, bless them in every way, because, Father, they do their best to put you first. Those watching by internet today, if they're watching by internet today, Father, may they find them a good church, a church where they can go and worship you. Because it is so, so important to trust in the Lord. May we understand and find that trust today. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
You know, there's only two groups of people in the world. Now listen to this closely. There's only two groups of people in the world. Lost people, saved people. When you get right down to it, I don't care the color of your skin. I don't care whether you're male, female, young, old. I don't care what it is about you. There's only two groups of people in the eyes of God. Listen to me closely. Two groups. Lost people, saved people. You're in one of those two categories. Those watching me here and those watching the internet, you're in one of those two categories. It's my prayer that you're part of the same group. If you're part of the same group, give me a great big amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Now, you say, okay, what do you mean I'm lost? If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, personal relationship with Jesus, if you've not trusted Him, as it says there in verse 3, trust in the Lord. How do you trust in Him? You trust in Jesus. You accept Jesus. Now, this is not real complicated, but it does take effort on your part. And the effort is simply this. I have to trust in Jesus. I have to trust that He died on the cross for me, that He was born of a virgin, lived His life, flesh just like me. And yet He became sacrifice for sin because God, holy God, cannot look upon sin and accept it into His kingdom. So how do we overcome that? When we accept Jesus Christ and accept the fact by faith that He truly died one day on the cross for us. He became the sacrifice. So if we accept Him, God sees His Son Jesus in our place, who paid the price, paid your price, paid my price for sin, and believe that He rose the third day. That's the power of God. The cross without the resurrection, there's no power in the cross without the resurrection. Do you understand that? Say amen. There's no power in the cross without the resurrection. There's a lot of people that died on the cross, and Jesus said that was just one form of execution. With me, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, when He rose from that grave, He gave the power. 40 days later, after spending some time with His disciples and people, He ascended to heaven. And here's what He said. Because they're just gazed at Him as He's leaving. He said, one day I'm coming back. I'm coming back. That day is within our eyesight.
Amen.
That day is within this generation's eyesight. I promise you that. He's coming, and He's coming soon. Now, in saying of all of that, it says, fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Now, here's something that I hear all the time. It seems like the people who never go to church, the people who just live for themselves, seem to prosper. Here, I try to go to church. I try to live a Christian life. Everything I touch just falls apart. You ever get people say that to you? I mean, why do I go to church and worship God? It seems like everything I do falls apart. Yeah, you know, old Joe over here, or John, or whoever KB next door to me, he don't know anything about God. Don't care about God. Jesus, God's name is name. It seems like everything you touch turns to gold. Now explain that to me, preacher. Explain that to me. I don't understand that. Why am I struggling? And supposedly, I'm in a relationship with God. This person over here touches everything and turns to gold and didn't care less about God. You get the picture so far? Say amen. Maybe you thought that along the line. I want you to look. Because even in the Old Testament, in the days of David, they thought this as well. When it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green wood. Trust in the Lord and be good. Shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be faithful. Here's the advice. Here's what it says. Listen to me closely. Quit worrying about what your neighbor's doing. Quit worrying about how successful they are. Because here's the promise I'm telling you right now. There's going to come a day that no matter what they have, it's going to be taken away. When they go to that grave and go in that casket, I don't care what all they've got, what all they own. I don't care what property they have. They're not going to take it with them in that casket. Now here's the difference between a lost and saved person. When I get in that casket, number one, I'm not in that casket. Don't worry about looking at me in that casket. That's some type of a sale of a man or something there. Don't worry about that. Because I'm going to be gone.
Amen.
Everything I've got's not in that casket. I'm just leaving that thing behind. Because I'm going to go to be with the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to be with Him. Because I trust in Him. He's going to see that I'm fed for eternity. He's going to see that my needs are met for eternity.
Yeah.
Quit worrying about your neighbor. Just take care of the Lord. And I promise you there's going to come a day when He's going to take care of you. Your Lord has a cause for you. Larry, here we go. Delight, good word. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Delight means find the joy of your salvation. Understand that no matter how bad of a day or week or life that you think you're having, you can find joy in the Lord if you'll keep your focus on the Lord and not your problems. Your problems are temporary. The Lord is forever. Let me say that one more time. Your problems are temporary. The Lord is forever. The only thing that you're going to find that's going to give you ultimate joy throughout all of your life and the life after is when you concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ. Give Him a hand of applause. Now, this is a desire of thy heart. It doesn't mean, and I say this all the time, it doesn't mean that you're just going to get everything that you want. You're going to have all the money you want, live in big homes, drive fancy cars, have big boats, have big high-paying jobs, all the stuff that we think of that's so important. Understanding one thing, all that stuff's going to fade away one day. Do you understand that? Let me tell you something. Marty buys good paint. He's painted a house for me, painted the downstairs for me. But I guarantee you, as much as he's charged me for that paint, it's fading right now. Now, Marty, just hang in with me. I'm going to compliment you tomorrow. Just hang in for a minute. No. But if I throw you under, I'm still the driver, so I know where to go to the place, okay? I don't care what you spend, what you do, what you've got, the best of the best in this world is going to fade away. And the only thing that is said and done with a child of God that's going to stand is what you've done for Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I have a follow-up. Look here in verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Somehow or another, whatever it is that you're dealing with, it's going to pass at some point. We don't live in the moment. We live in the eternity. Now, Satan wants us to live in the moment. We're in pain. We're suffering. Things around us don't seem to be going right. We live in that moment. And I know that's a human way. And everybody here is guilty of that. I understand that. But you have to get beyond that and understand this is just my temporary home. This is not eternity for me. No matter what I'm dealing with or what I'm going on. Now, give you a real prime example, and I'm going to use myself here. I've had a wound on the bottom of my foot for 11 years. 11 years I've been fighting this. It's only by the ultimate grace of God that I still have my life. Now, and there are times when I haven't been able to stand, haven't been able to walk, because of this wound. 11 years, gone to doctors, different ones, and all they keep wanting to do is just sort of either break my foot and make me be all better for 3 or 4 or 6 months. One doctor said, you need to quit preaching for 6 months and we'll get this way. I said, no. And I'm not trying to be funny here, I'm being dead serious. I said, no. I'm not going to do that. If I lose my foot, I lose my foot. I'm not going to do that. Now, 11 years on the other side of this, through the wonderful grace of my wife, she found the wound center at Baptist East. And I've been going there since March. Now, this wound was probably about this big in diameter, right on the bottom of my foot. This big. And it goes right down to the bone. I mean, it's deep. Since we've gone to the wound center, that is down to about the size of my little finger, and the entire skin has filled in after 11 years. Now here's the point. It's almost not healed completely, but it's getting closer. God's going to do one thing and one thing only. He's going to heal on his time. And I think really when it comes down to it, I think it was a test to see if I was just going to get out of the pulpit. Because when you preach, if you sit, and I've had to sit before, it's hard to sit and make a point when you're preaching. I like to be able to stand up. I like to be able to walk around. I like for you to be able to see me and I see you. That's how I communicate when I'm preaching. Every preacher is different, but that's what I like to do. I like to interact with people. You feed off me, I feed off of you. That's what we do. This is my personality. My foot was not going to stop me, although it tried. But I think somewhere along the line, when God saw that I said, if I lose my foot, I'll lose my foot, but I'm not going to give up. That's when the sight comes out. Now, what's the story behind this, folks? No matter what you're going through, if you think God's not listening to you, I promise you, He's listening to you.
Amen.
If you've been going through something for however long you're going to go through it, there's a reason behind it. God's trying to teach us, trying to watch over us. He wants our faith to grow. But I promise you, when you trust and when you delight, and as we look at verse 5, when you commit to Him, truly commit to Him, He'll see that what it is you're going through, you will pass through it, pass over it, pass around it, and you will get to the other side where God's grace is at. Give the Lord a hand.
Amen.
He shall bring forth thy righteousness as light and thy judgment as the noonday. And here's what's real neat. That the sun is the brightest somewhere around 12, 1 o'clock, they say. And like I said, we're constantly watching sometimes other people. It seems like everything that happens, they seem to just get good at it. Everything they touch turns to gold. I'm going to look at verse 6. When you commit, here's what's going to happen. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness. There's going to come a day that everybody who's dependent on their own self, their own riches, their own grace, there's going to come a day when we're going to see and we're going to watch the judgment of God's people. The judgment of people who also said, get away from me, depart from me, I never knew you. There's going to come a day, and it's going to be as plain as the brightest of the noonday, is what this is saying. One day, there's not going to be any guesswork about where God's at, what God is doing. God is on the throne. Listen to me, God is on the throne. He's on the throne. One day, we're going to join Him, and the others are going to be judged. And when they do, and when they hear, depart from me, I never do again. All the money and everything on the planet that they've got will not buy them out of hell. Do you understand that? But here what buys you into heaven is God's grace, His Son, the blood that was shed, the resurrection back to life, and the fact that He's coming again for His people. That's the entrance into heaven. It's called faith. Money can't buy it. Gold can't buy it. The only thing that buys it is your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Okay, brother, let's finish up the first time. Listen to this closely. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait upon the Lord shall abide. No matter what you see. Faith is not by sight. Just because you see others that prosper, one day they're going to be cut off if they don't believe in God, if they don't accept God. But those who accept Jesus, those who live by His word, those who come to His house, those who come to His church, those who tithe their money, those who do their best to live out their days, is going to inherit the earth. Now, what does that mean? Because this is real neat. We live in the world. We live on the earth now. But this earth today is full of sin. But one day, Jesus is coming back. He's going to sit back down on this ground that you and I are on.
Amen.
And when He does, He's going to make this world right. And when He does, He's going to make it a place that you're going to love living in. It's called a thousand-year millennium. And then after that, we see about the streets of gold in the new heaven and the new earth for eternity with Jesus. I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care what you're going through now. I promise you, if you walk by faith, live by faith, and understand that one day, whatever wrong has been done to you, God is going to make it right. Because the wrong that you have is temporary. What He makes right is for eternity. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Praise the name of Jesus. Give you a hand. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. For with God, say with me, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. 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 Whatever you're going through, whatever's going on in your life, you keep it in prayer, you keep believing, you keep moving forward. Because even when you take your last breath, Satan doesn't have victory. Actually, the greatest victory I've got is when I take my last breath. Because then I'm going to go to be with Jesus. From here on, I ain't going to have to worry about my wounds on my foot. I'm not going to have to worry about my heart, my arm, my diabetes, or whether Marty's pain fades again. I am not going to worry about that, because there's going to come a day, Marty, when we faint heaven and they never going to fade again. Give the Lord one more heaven. That grace and mercy we pray for today. Father, if there be one today watching by internet that is lost, we pray, Father, that they may hear something today that spawns them to understand that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life for eternity. May they find that this hour. Father, I thank you for this congregation, and I pray for them. If there is one here today that's lost within the sound of my voice, may they truly understand that this is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow, because no one's promised tomorrow. It's today. It's today. God's grace abounds today. All you got to do is come and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. Love you. Have a word of prayer with you. And I promise you your life will be changed. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar to pray about something. Maybe an issue in your life, maybe a decision you need to make. You come to this altar, I promise you, Jesus will meet you here. If you're looking for a good church home and you want to join us, we'd love for you to come. Take you by the hands, and Brother Roger, we want to join the church. We would welcome you with open arms. But most of all, and I say this week after week, because most of all, what's most important is your salvation. Your salvation. Jesus loves you. Father, bless these ones. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We feel your mercy. We feel your love. In Jesus' name. As every head's bowed and every eye's closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?